I'm Gary Hartman with the Center for Texas Music History at Texas State University in San Marcos. This week in Texas Music History, we'll meet a rockabilly singer who always had a dollar to his name. Johnny Dollar died on April 13, 1986. The Creek Indian musician was born in 1933 in Kilgore, Texas. As a young man, Dollar traveled the state working in oil fields and lumber yards. In 1952, he recorded his first country single and joined the famed Louisiana Hayride. By the late 1950s, Dollar was performing mostly rockabilly. He joined the Big D Jamboree in Dallas and collaborated with songwriter Jack Rhodes to make a series of raw, high-energy recordings. Though unreleased until the 1990s, these records captured Dollar's classic rockabilly sound.
Now, if I was striking rich, and that's for sure, I'm not gonna buy me one of them Cadillacs. Oh, not anymore. I'm gonna buy me one of them rocket ships. Something to take me there and back. Hear me? I said take me there and back. It ain't gonna be no fun being rich if it ain't action-packed. Do you hear me?
Johnny Dollar moved increasingly into mainstream country music during the 1960s and became a successful Nashville producer. However, by the mid-1980s, Dollar's struggle with throat cancer finally ended his singing career. Next time on This Week in Texas Music History, we'll remember a band that waltzed into Austin music lore. This Week in Texas Music History is made possible in part with support from Humanities Texas.